Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, it's time for another live performance in our Soundcheck podcast series, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. Christmas music gets a bad rap. It's not that we hate Christmas music. Well, I hate it a little bit. It's mostly because we hear the same recordings over and over again. That's where Tony Trischka comes in. The virtuoso, versatile banjo player has taken a kind of traditional Americana approach to some familiar tunes, but he's also resurrected songs from as far back as the first century of America's history. And he's brought together a terrific ensemble here in our studio today to play some of the songs that appear on his 2015 album called Of a Winter's Night, here with a traditional medley of Christmas tunes you may know, although not in this version, is Tony Trischka. That is a Christmas bluegrass style, courtesy of Tony Trischka on banjo, with Dominic Leslie playing the mandolin, Larry Cook on the bass, Sean Trischka behind our drum kit. You will shortly meet singer and guitarist Tim Erickson and the Scottish singer and songwriter Hannah Reid, who are all participating in the event here in our studio today. Tony, great to have you back.
Great to be back, John. Thanks for having us.
So, this medley is all familiar tunes, but a lot of what you do with your Of a Winter's Night, which is kind of an annual thing now,
right. Is
kind of resurrecting older, kind of forgotten songs and some contemporary ones too, right?
That's the idea. I did an album. This is, I think, the silver anniversary of another album called Glory Shown Around. And I got Tim to do some shape note singing on it. I wanted to have some shape note singing, and that adds that late 1700 sound
right
to it. And we originally traveled with his quartet,
mm-hmm.
but we have just Tim, because we had to have other people also. But now we're doing shape note singing.
Well, so. Now, maybe Tim, can you explain what shape note singing is?
The shapes refer to differently shaped note heads that were designed about 1800 to make sight singing easier with the old, what they called English solfège, fa sol la, fa sol la mi fa, before do re mi.
And so the point was that people didn't have to be musically literate to be able to join in.
Yeah, increasing musical literacy, making it more accessible.
Right. So Sacred Harp, Southern Harmony, Northern Harmony, these were all famous collections of these shape note hymns, right? So there's like a vast, you know, treasure trove of American songs.
And the Sacred Harp, those are the words to remember.
Mm-hmm. So that's a part of this tradition. What happened to those songs? I mean, shape note singing still exists. There are sings, as they're called, even here in New York on a regular basis. Right. Why do we not, Tony, hear any of these songs at Christmas time anymore?
Well, for one thing, they're very edgy. You know, I always like to kind of change things around a little bit. So for the first song on my Christmas album, I had Northampton Harmony, which is Tim's group, and banjo. So it starts off with this really austere, edgy kind of sound. In Christmas, you want to have very mellow sound. So yeah. it's not Christmassy in the traditional sense, but it's so amazing.
But isn't it funny that it was the tradition for, you know, almost 200 years in our country?
Yeah, our lives are too cushy now, so they can't accommodate shape note singing. I think that's what it is.
So with this annual Of a Winter's Night project, contemporary songs too, right? Like Hannah has written the song you guys are going to do next, and
exactly.
you do.
I've written a few Christmas tunes also, which we do.
Mm-hmm.
Lyrics, which is weird for a banjo player, but anyway, yes. So we do that, and we do some folk things. We do a Lead Belly. I found this Lead Belly Christmas tune, and I'm friendly with Nora Guthrie, and she let me go into the archives
of
Woody Guthrie and just look through some of his not completed songs, just lyrics.
Right.
So
of which there
called,
are hundreds.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
And I found a song called lyrics for a song called Christmassy Night. So we do that.
Christmassy.
Yeah, Christmassy. I mean, it sounds very Woody-esque.
Actually, it sounds very contemporary in the era of truthiness. But it might be Christmassy.
Wait, let's not go there.
And you do a version of The Pretenders, 2,000 Miles?
Yep. Yeah,
which I think is like one of the great contemporary Christmas songs.
It's a tremendous one, yeah. And it's a song that people know, because when we do these songs, except for that medley, we know those tunes.
Right.
And these other songs, you know, they're a little more obscure. So we try to pepper it with some tunes that people actually recognize.
Yeah. That song by The Pretenders is about, you know, it's a familiar theme, being away, you know, being away from home or being away from loved ones around Christmas time. Hannah, what about the song that you're going to do for us next called Way Out I'll Wander? Does that kind of fall into that category?
This song I wrote it in winter. I recorded it in winter in a snowstorm. And it's an ode to my late grandpa, actually, who lived in London.
So he sort of wandered away from the family home in Scotland?
Well, he actually passed away on New Year's Eve.
Ah.
3 years ago, 4 years ago, I think. And I woke up New Year's Day and I wrote this song. I was on a writing retreat in Massachusetts. Uh-huh. And so it kind of ties in all sorts of emotions and...
Well, and so a winter song, not necessarily a Christmas one.
Right.
Which, I mean...
It's legal. We go for the winter songs also. Yes, we allow that.
The project is called Of a Winter's Night, after all.
Yeah.
Christmassy or not. You wanna play the song for us? All right. Here's a song called Way Off I'll Wander from Hannah Reid, Tony Trischka, and the band. Thank you.
losing myself as the winds go circling round, dancing in clean air, fast and pointed freely, holding my breath, grasp the window between thee. Bow down on my knees, kiss the ground crying, nose deep in snow, buried deep in the soil below. Of Amsterdam and Rome, and we relive his memories hung high on walls at home. Lost him in the winter, the last day of the year. Ooh,
song's called Way Out, I'll Wander. It was written and sung by Hannah Reed, who's here in the studio with Tony Trischka and the rest of his band performing his annual Of a Winter's Night project. And Hannah, that's the title track, isn't
yeah,
it? From,
from my last record, yeah.
But now, kind of subsumed into this project of
lucky
A Winter's
me.
Night. Tony, how long have you been doing this?
We're analyzing it on our way here into the Naked City. It's our 25th year, actually.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And Tim has been along just about the entire way. So, and then other people come and go.
Right.
And this is our first year with Hannah, and we're really thrilled to have her.
And Tim, I loved the use of the wood flute there. It's almost like a ghost voice trailing Hannah's.
I don't know what I was going for.
Actual
more
voice.
Not so much trailing as trying to stay out of the way of.
Yeah. American flute, that old
one? It's an Indian flute.
Indian? Like, yeah. From India?
Yep.
So it's a bansuri flute?
Yeah.
Okay.
My undergraduate degree.
Really? Is that right?
South Indian classical music, yeah.
Oh, did not know that. People will know your work on the Cold Mountain soundtrack with T-Bone Burnett, the Anthony Minghella film. And that was full of the sound you were talking about before, that shape note.
Shape note music, sacred harp singing, indeed, yeah.
Can you do that solo?
Yes. No. Can I? Yeah, I do all the time. That's what's usually going on in my head if it's not cartoon music. You need friends or family.
Right.
Fortunately, I have both.
Uh-huh. So it's not just that it's shapes on a page. It's also a style, a kind of a open-throated style of singing.
Mm-hmm. It comes associated with a harmony style and a food style and Really? All kinds of things. It's pretty broad.
Yeah. So it kind of goes back, Tony, to what we were talking about before, that the idea that this was American tradition for a very, very long time. How did you get into this stuff?
Shape note?
Well, it you know, just these 1800s, you know, American songs that people haven't heard in 100 years or more.
Well, as much as I'm more known as a progressive banjo player, I also love the history of the banjo going
right.
back all the way to Africa and minstrelsy in the mid-1800s. And I found these old banjo books from that time, and I would do a history of the banjo show called World Turning and use some of the songs from minstrelsy, you know, some of the mm-hmm. less offensive ones, of course. But also just fascinated. Again, I just decided I wanted shape note music. It's like if you don't know anything about bluegrass, how do you find it? You know, it's not exactly on anybody's radar. So I called Mike Seeger and said, who do I talk to? And he put me in touch with this guy who had a huge database of shape note singers. And without going into boring detail, he led me to Tim and his group. And that was it. And I was sold. You know,
yeah.
He played me something over the phone and was like, yeah, that's it. Had that edge. So, yeah. So that's how I got into that.
So 25 years ago was Glory Shone Round.
Correct, yeah.
2015 was Of a Winter's Night.
Correct.
And
did that up at Levon Helm's barn.
Right.
Right.
It was a live recording,
It was
right?
a live recording, sure, yep.
And, you know, was it done at Christmas time?
I mean, it's always around Christmas time. We've approached people, how about a 4th of July Christmas? No, thanks. where's your sense of humor, you know?
Yeah.
We could do this.
But the funny thing is, a lot of these songs wouldn't strike, your opening medley aside, a
right.
lot of these songs would not strike people as Christmas songs unless you told them it was a Christmas
know.
Song.
Well, it's also, I just got this book of John Hartford compositions, fiddle tunes, one of which is called Merry Christmas, and we're going to do it in the show sometime. We're working it up anyway. It's just a fiddle tune. It could be called anything. It could be called Staten Island Hornpipe or something.
Right, right.
It happens to be a Christmas tune. But most of these have winter or Christmas.
Now, he just passed, right, John Hartford?
Yeah. It's longer than I was thinking, 10 or 15 years ago. It's been a while anyway.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, what's the provenance of this next song called Remember the Poor?
It's from the Forget Me Not Songster published in Boston, Massachusetts, 1845.
Wow.
I can't tell you the page number, but...
and so was this originally, was it a popular song? Was it
yeah.
a shape note song?
It's not shape note, but it straddles this line between sacred and secular that a lot of American music has traditionally. It's an old pop song. People in England sing it too.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. And again, if it weren't part of this Winter's Night program, would we identify this today as a Christmas tune?
No.
So you could do this on the 4th of July.
We
just
could.
Present
we
it as American songs.
Yeah. Well, one of the things...
Tony!
Okay, all right. I'll take that as a hint. I've been working up putting music to some Emily Dickinson poems, which no one has ever done before. But anyway, and we do a song called... it's about snow. And after writing all this music for it and performing it, I realized or found out it's about flowers that are as white as the snow. You know,
all right.
The snow that, you know, that blooms. Strike that.
All right. Let's hear this song from the 1840s called Remember the Poor.
La 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 na na ye na 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 na
come with his keen cutting breath, and the verdure has dropped from the trees. All nature seems touched by the finger of death, and the streams are beginning to freeze. When the hills and the dales are all covered in white, and flora attends us no more. When you sit by your fireside reviving and hot, will you grumble to think on the poor? When the north wind's ascending and chilling the ground, and the huntsman again shooting go, all the happy young lads on the rivers can glide, and the bridges are useful no more. When the lakes are all frozen by winter's cold breath, and the rivers congeal to the shore. When your bowl smokes with something reviving and hot, it's time to remember the poor. Harry is tracked through the woods with his footsteps all banded in snow, and the robin redbreast, he approaches your cot, and the icicles hang at the door. Soon the time it will come when our Savior will see, and the grave is triumphant no more. All the saints and the angels hallelujah will sing, and the rich will remember the poor. And the time it will come when our Savior will see, and the grave triumphant no more. All the saints and the angels hallelujah will sing, and the rich will remember the poor.
Great song. What a great Pogues song that would make. I mean, if the Pogues had covered that a century and a half after it was written, that would have been a great song by that band.
Yeah.
Great song.
Yeah, we do it better.
Yeah. And you don't need amps turned to 11 to do it, right?
Precisely.
Mind.
So, Tim, it went by really fast, but at the beginning of the song, you did a little kind of Central Asian-style throat singing, which would not have been traditional for this song.
Oh, well, have you ever heard... Now, I can never remember this country singer's name. Come on, YouTube. But there was a country singer who threw overtone singing in instead of yodeling.
Really?
In the 50s, I think. Really? And also...
Arthur Miles?
Yes.
All right.
There you go, man.
Shout out to Karen in the control room.
And also, what's his name? Like Seals and Croft or something? Crosby, Stills. I don't know. I don't know, man. It wasn't Black Flag, so I don't know.
And then speaking of singing harmonics, Tony, your little solo was mostly harmonics on the banjo.
I thought you wanted me to sing in that style. No, yes, I was throwing in some of those.
Yeah.
Yes, some harmonic action.
So how do you decide what suits your Of a Winter's Night program each year?
I'm pretty open to whatever anyone brings. Hannah brought these two. There's another song that she put music to, a Robert Frost poem. And just because his name is Frost, we figured it was appropriate. It has nothing to do with winter at all.
Of course.
But anyway, so everyone comes and brings things to the table, and it's wonderful that way. Sean's doing a song that he wrote called Christmas at Paisley Park, so we're going to be doing that also.
Oh, shout out to Prince.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Tony Trischka, great to see you.
Great to see you, John.
Have happy holidays, all of you. Thank you
thank
all
you.
For coming in and playing for us
thanks.
Today.
Thanks so much, John. It's always a pleasure.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.